This summer, we are continuing in a sermon series from Genesis. This morning, our focus is going to be on three words from the Old Testament, and those three words are a certain place. There was a man named Charles Colson, better known as Chuck, and he ended up in an unexpected place. This was a shock to him and to those who knew him because he was raised by caring parents who taught him that hard work is good work. He grew up during the Depression years, and he saw many of his neighbors waiting in line to receive government-supplied food. And as a boy, he vowed that he would never be like those people waiting in line. And he was a fair student, but he navigated high school with the political savvy of a seasoned senator. After high school, he went to Brown University, and with a little more studying, he went on to become a lawyer. He was an outspoken lawyer, and his exploits grabbed the attention of President Nixon. At the age of 38 years old, Chuck had become a special counsel to the White House. Life was going just as Chuck thought it should. He had a high-paying job, he had a well-known reputation, and more than anything, he had the ear of the most powerful person in the nation. Life was exactly how Chuck expected it to be. But that was all about to change because of some bad decisions he made along the way. And just like Chuck, Jacob, the brother of Esau, he too ended up in an unexpected place. And we are told by the word of God that Jacob was loved by his mother. In fact, Jacob was his mother's favorite son. And I imagine that he rarely, if ever, went without. He also lived in a comfortable home. It had all the amenities of a home should have back in the day. A place to prepare food and to eat. A bedroom with a comfy bed to sleep on and a nice pillow for his head. Jacob also had the family birthright, which is to say that he had special privileges and advantages compared to other family members. And when his father passed away, he would become the patriarch of the family. And that meant he would become the judge, jury, and the executioner of family matters. It also meant that he would get a double portion of the inheritance. He would get twice as much as any other family member. The birthright was of great importance to the Israelites and to Jacob too. Life for Jacob should have been exactly as he expected it to be. He had all the advantages, but along the way, he made some bad decisions. Jacob was not the firstborn in his family, and so the birthright was not intended for him. It belonged to his older twin brother Esau. However, Jacob was cunning, and he saw an opportunity to deceive his older brother and to get the birthright. And that is exactly what he did. He stole the birthright from Esau. Jacob did not stop there. One day he covered himself with wool from a sheep and went to see his aging father Isaac. And Isaac didn't have the greatest eyesight and had trouble recognizing his son. And all fuzzy with wool, Jacob conned his dad into giving Jacob the blessing that was designated for Esau. Well, Esau found out all of what Jacob was up to, and he was furious. So he plotted to kill his brother. Rebekah, their mother, knew what Esau had planned to do, and so she warned Jacob to flee. And that is exactly what Jacob did. He left his home and his family. Far from home, life didn't look anything like Jacob expected it to look like. He was alone, He was in the middle of nowhere. The Bible calls his location a certain place. The reason it was not named in the Bible is to point out that Jacob had wandered into a completely unknown area, an unexpected place. All the comforts of home were gone. His mom was not there to talk with and to laugh with. He did not have a bed to sleep in. The ground is where he slept. And that plushy pillow he had back home, well, it did not make the journey with him. He had to use a rock for a pillow. Jacob was in an unexpected place, a certain place, an unnamed place. And exhausted from running and hiding, Jacob did eventually fall asleep on that rock. And during his sleep, he encountered God in what theologians call a theophany. A theophany is the visible manifestation of God. In other words, God showed up in an unexpected place. Jacob did not expect to be where he was, but God showed up anyways. There, God told Jacob three key things which reshaped Jacob's life and changed the direction he was headed. First, God told Jacob that he is always with him. And that means that God was with Jacob at all times and in all places, when he was back home in comfort and convenience, and when he was in unexpected places filled with discomfort, God was there with him. God was always with Jacob. Second, God kept Jacob. Being kept by God means that you belong totally to God. You have been created by a God who loves you and has given you his image. You are sustained by the God of mercy. You are cared for by the God of grace. That is what it means to be kept by God. Third, God told Jacob that he would bring him back. God never lets his children go, no matter where they are, even if it's the last place in the world that they expect to be, even in those certain places. God brings his children back like a tender shepherd who carefully watches over his flock. Jacob was in an unexpected place, and that is precisely where God showed up. Chuck was in an unexpected place. He was in jail, and God showed up there too. During his time in prison, God moved in Chuck's life in such a way that he became a dedicated follower of Christ. Not only that, but the threefold promise God had made to Jacob, God also made to Chuck. God was always with Chuck. God kept Chuck. And God brought Chuck back. The result of Chuck's time in jail and God's movement in his life is that he went on to found an amazing prison ministry called Prison Fellowship. And that ministry has done many terrific things for those who have been incarcerated. None of which Chuck could have imagined as a special consultant to the White House. But God showed up in the unexpected place. And our stories aren't so different from Chuck and Jacob's. At various points in our lives, we find ourselves in unexpected places. And for some of us, that place is divorce. For some of us, that place is bankruptcy. And for others, it is middle management. For some of us, that place is the radiation treatment center, and for others, it is the operating table. For others, that place is homelessness, or being alone, or being back in your hometown after a time away. For some of us, that place is the addiction treatment and counseling facilities. We all have an unexpected place. No matter where your unexpected place is, you can be sure that God will show up. God showed up in Jacob's unexpected place. God showed up in Chuck's unexpected place. God will show up in your unexpected place. In those places and in every other place of your life, God promises to be with you always, to keep you, and to bring you back into His presence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.